Well now, haven't you set out a nice spread? Soft music, home-cooked meal, candles, roses. I don't know who you're trying to seduce, but I'm surprised she's not in your lap eating grapes out of your fingers. You're handsome, too, for a mortal. Even if I couldn't sense the raw desire radiating from you, I could still spot you in a crowd. So why so lonely? Why is that chair across from you still empty? Has your date been in the bathroom that long? Is she off somewhere, texting her roommate not to wait up? No, not that. I would have sensed another presence in the apartment. So, no date tonight. Then, why? Why the candles if it's just you? Why two dinner plates? Who stood you up? Maybe I'll just hover over and take a tiny peek at your phone. Huh. It's off. Dire indeed, if you've already given up on her. I don't know who you are, mister, but now you've got me burning with curiosity. Congratulations, mortal. You've gotten Cupid's attention. I suppose there's nothing for it but to make myself visible to you. Curiosity is lust of the mind, after all. It always tickles when I do that. Hello there. This is where men leap out of their chair or fall to their knees, seeing me appear. You barely flinched. Aren't you concerned as to who I am? There you go. Take a good, long look. Soft white wings, clinging satin dress, little red quiver and bow. You recognize me, don't you? Yes. That's the look I was expecting. Centuries of inspiring lustful passions in men, and I still enjoy seeing that spark of desire. I mean, I am a literal goddess, after all. Who wouldn't be struck with burning need, seeing this? Now, down to business. My name's Cupid. I've been drawn here by strong, unrequited need. Sound familiar? Since Valentine's is my special day, all you need to do is point me towards your heart's desire, and I will turn her attentions toward you. Then you can win her favor. Of course, I won't make her fall in love with you. That's on you, sweetie. So, what are you waiting for? Tell me who she is, and my arrow will seek her out. Just a name, and the next time she sees you, she won't be able to take her eyes off you. Go on, give me a name. I'm waiting. What? No one. There are billions of mortals out there. I know. I've checked. Surely one of them would delight you. Just give me a name, and they'll be drawn to you like a bee to honey. Why are you looking at me like that? You know how this works. Cupid, Valentine's, bow, arrow. Now, please, sweetie, a name. Cupid. Seriously, you want me? Forgetting the fact that I'm a goddess and you're mortal, I couldn't very well prick myself with one of my own arrows. I mean, I could, but the most you'd get is a little blood on your carpet. My magic doesn't work on me. Are you absolutely, positively, 100% certain there isn't someone else you had in mind when you cooked dinner and lit these candles? I suppose I might be to blame, just a smidge, for influencing your decision. Appearing in front of you half-naked, hovering in your dining room scantily clad. You can practically see every curve, the way this outfit hugs my body, the way it's slitted. All right, I'll stay, but I'm not using an arrow. Besides, you don't need to prick me to get my attention. So, what are we having? Yes, dinner. What did you make? I may be immortal, but I still get hungry. And it's a very demanding job, helping mortals fulfill their desires. It can leave a girl positively famished. Chicken pasta with Tuscany sauce? Heavens, I don't know how you're single if you can cook like this. And wine, too? Goodness, you have some taste. But now that begs a question. How do you taste? Be calm, mortal. I merely want to sample your lips. Now that mine are sweetened with wine, you wouldn't deny me that, would you? After all, you invited Cupid, the goddess of love, to dine with you. You must have expected this. Now, close your eyes, darling. Delicious. Sweeter than honeyed wine. Do you like the feel of my soft lips on yours? Would you like more? Here, let me sit on you. Put my arms around your neck. Let me be your napkin, draped across your lap, while I take another taste. How is that? It must have been exceptional. I can feel your ardor stirring under my thighs. Truly, I don't know who stood you up tonight, but if you'll let me, I can make you forget all about her. How about it? Do you want your Cupid to give you the loving experience you so desire? That's my job, you know, to help fulfill the desires of mortals. I can think of a few ways to fulfill this desire growing under me. Oh, what? Don't be embarrassed. 'Tis your body showing its passion for mine. Besides, when I wriggle on your lap like this, I expect a reaction. That face. Surprise and arousal mixed together. A powerful cocktail. What if I slid the satin dress up to my hips and gave you a little dance? That's right. Lean back a bit. Let me grind my ass against you while I sway. What do mortals call this? A lap dance? Do you notice something, sweetie? When I straddle one of your thighs and wriggle down your leg, do you feel something hot and soft and bare through these pants? That's right. Cupid doesn't wear panties. Ooh, now that got a reaction, didn't it? Here, let me straddle that throbbing bulge that just keeps growing bigger and bigger. Even through the cloth, can you feel how much I want you? How much your Cupid needs you inside her. This isn't a strip club, sweetie. I want your hands on my hips while I grind this tight ass against your cock. That's right. Pull me down on it. Give me a taste, a tease of what's waiting for me. You said you wanted to prick me, right? Here, lay on the floor. Why? Because it's Valentine's Day, and I want you looking at something heart-shaped while I use your cock like a lollipop. That's right. Lay down. Let me kneel over you with my knees either side of your head. Just like this. Now you can watch my ass from up close. See? Heart-shaped. For From here, kneeling over your face, I can slide your pants down, like so, and lean over to kiss your chest. And your stomach. And your hips. And what's this? Is this my Valentine's present? Oh, mortal. I didn't know you made my favorite dessert, too. Oh, fuck. I should have guessed you'd wanted to taste some meat, too. While I'm kneeling over you. Fuck. You're good at that. How is it, licking Cupid? Think you might fall in love with it? Is this what you were thinking of when you named me as the object of your desire? Were you imagining your cock between my pretty lips? While you made a mess of my pussy with your tongue. Your tongue is so hot in my clit. Keep this up, and you might have a date for next Valentine's, too. I fucking love feeling it throb in my mouth. Having it pulse against my tongue like this is just lovely. In fact, I bet it will feel even better when I sit on it. Don't worry, I have something else that's soft and warm to fill your hands with. Here, peel me out of this dress. There. Now you can see all of me while I ride this gorgeous cock. Are you ready? Because here, I... Oh, fuck. Fuck, sweetie. This is divine. Oh, fuck. I can't help it. My hips just want to buck on their own. Put your hands on me. On my breasts. I want you to tell me something. As the first mortal to be inside me in a very long time, how tight is your Cupid? Oh, fuck. Fuck, that's good. I might just fall in love with this cock. I have to tell you something while I milk your cock with my tight little pussy. I can sense your desire, your lust building. No, I mean, as Cupid, I can feel desire. I can sense your lust, your passion, your pleasure, like a sixth sense washing over me. And sweetie, it feels fucking incredible. Fucking you
feeling the waves of pleasure crashing through you. And what it's doing to me. I think I might... I can feel you getting close, too. Do you want to come inside your tight little Cupid on Valentine's Day? Oh, do you? Fuck. I want that, too. Oh, fuck. I want you to claim me, mortal. You named me. Now claim me with your seed. Oh, fuck. Please. Please. A little more. Fuck me. Fuck your Cupid. Fuck your Cupid until she's drowning in lust and desire. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, please. More. More. Yes, just like that. Yes. 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 I'm coming. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. And I can feel you coming, too. Sweetie, that was... Holy fuck. Wait a moment. Let me lay on top of you. Catch my breath while I listen to your immortal heartbeat. Can I say after? After what, sweetie? After midnight? I'm not Santa Claus. I can stay as long as you want. So long as you keep cooking like that.